Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Lunch and Learn with Chris and Barrett. I am Chris Bridges, and I am so excited to be back with you for another week on Lunch and Learn with Chris and Barrett, and I got to hurry up and get the bestest co-host in the land on this broadcast with me, Mr. Barrett Matthews with E2E Systems. How you doing, Barrett?
I am marvelously well and improving. Chris, how are you today?
I am well. Are you improving day after day or minute after minute? Which one?
Actually, second after second.
I love it. I love it. Well, go ahead. What did you guys say?
I said it's hard to keep up.
Yeah, I know. I just want to be like you when I grow up. You know, I just want to be like you.
Aim higher.
Well, Barrett, how you doing this week? How's it been for you?
I'm doing great. I'm down here in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia right now.
I know. What's the weather like?
It's hot and sunny. It was up in the 90s yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, we've had a good week up here in Maryland. It's a little overcast today, but you know, it's not raining and not snowing and no other tropical issues. So it's a good day. I can go outside without worrying about my hair today. So
people are never going to be happy. You know, so it doesn't matter what it does. People are never going to be happy with the weather.
And that's true. So we ought to just be happy that we can open our eyes and see the weather. So just appreciative of that, and then we can, every other thing, like you said, you take it second by second after that, but that should wake us up. Hey, Barrett, I wanted to tell you, and this is a shout-out. Listen, guys, if you have not liked our page yet, and it's so simple, Lunch and Learn with Chris and Barrett on Facebook. Mm-hmm. If you haven't liked our page, please do so, because I know our social media mentors would be, like, really upset with us. So do Barrett and I a favor, and go out, if you haven't, go there right now. Not if you're driving like me, you know, don't do that. But now I'm not driving right now, but I know I would be if somebody told me to do that while I was driving. But anyway, I have to get better at that. When your 8-year-old tells you, "Mommy, stop texting and driving," then you're like, "Okay, put the phone down." That's enough. But anyway, go like our page, guys. Lunch and Learn with Chris and Barrett. Like our Facebook page and stay connected with us, because, you know, this is where you can go back and, you know, if you want, you can hear our past broadcasts, but you can also stay connected with our guests. And so we want to make sure that you do that as well. And then remember, we are on the network here, Survival Radio Network, and, you know, get some information about what we're doing with all, I think I got corrected, I said 600 1,000. You are now above that. So thank you, Clark, for making sure that I get my numbers straight. We are at over 700,000.
Yeah, but you did say 600,000 plus.
I did. I don't think you saw the plus sign. See, that's how I cover myself. I always make sure if I'm not 100%, I just know it's a lot of people.
Yeah, it could have been 600,001 or over 700,000.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. But we want to make sure, because if you all don't understand the power of those numbers, 700,000 plus, because I don't know the exact number, 700,000 plus listeners, this is where you need to be. If you are an author, if you are a public speaker, if you have a business, this is where you need to be promoting. So
I want to give a shout-out to our engineer and the founder of Survival Radio Network, Clark Garrison, who is under the weather today, but he is still doing our show today. He is still engineering our show.
Clark. He's always taking good care of us. Well, we pray for you, Clark, for your whole and complete healness. Get yourself together, because, I don't want to feel bad that you're doing our show today. I want to know that you're doing our show and you are in good health. But if you make a mistake today, we'll let it pass, okay? So, no, I'm kidding. He never makes mistakes. I appreciate you, Clark, so much. Well, Barrett, listen, we have a lot to go over today. And just like every week, You know, we have a great, great person that is going to be joining us, and she's my friend. And so I really am honored that she took time out of her busy day today to be with us and talk about, you know, what she's doing. I mean, serving up the community. You got to hear from this woman and hear about her heart. So I am really, really excited to have her. So let me share a little bit about who she is, and then maybe we go to a commercial break, and then the next voice we'll hear will be that of our guest today, Ms. Tracy Everett Duncan. So she founded Mentor Me Enterprises, Inc. in 1993. She's been out here, like, grinding. And she founded it to help women manage the day-to-day stress of home, office, and personal life. In parentheses, you know, spouses and other people and their children and all them. The company teaches a total life balance concept that helps women to maintain good health. And good health is mental, spiritual, financial, social, and physical. So it's all five areas of our life. And then she also founded the Mentor Me Drug Testing Services, LLC, and has prepared a series of educational programs in the local community to instruct those who are concerned with drug epidemic in their neighborhood. And as a qualified drug test consultant and tips certified trainer, we'll have to ask her what is that stand for, she advocates for a safe and drug-free environment in all of the communities. She serves on a number of different organizations and boards, and, you know, we are just really excited. She's also a veteran of the United States Air Force Reserve. And, yeah, and she received the Commander's Achievement Award. And as alumni of the Dale Carnegie Institute of Human Development and Public Speaking, Mrs. Duncan received the honor of the Most High to Achieve by election of her peers and program directors. I could go on and on and on, but I want to hear from her and learn more about what she's doing with her organization and what she's doing. She's got some exciting new announcements that they are embarking on, and I can't wait to see her really make impact out here in the world. So let's take a quick commercial break, and we come back. We will hear from my friend, Ms. Tracy Everett Duncan.
Of applying for jobs only to get turned down because of the economy or lack of a degree? What if you can qualify to work for those same Fortune 500 companies without worrying about a degree and work them from the comfort of your home? With JP Employment Services, LLC, enjoy the benefits of making your own hours, enjoy more free time, and earn a great salary. For details, call 678-835-7371. That's 678-835-7371. Or go to www.jpemployment.com. Must be able to pass a background check and certifications. Call JP Employment today.
FOCUS. Find opportunities, create unique success. Focus is an empower agency that provides motivational tools needed to aid our youth and young adults in the Metro Atlanta area. Allow Focus to provide your kids with additional help in developing self-awareness, leadership, communication, and empowerment skills. For more information on how to get started today, go to www.focusfruits.com. Focus, life coaching for youth and young adults.
Do you have tax issues, owe back taxes, or need tax relief? Contact L&B Tax Service today. L&B offers you over 15 years of expertise and first-class tax service for individuals, professionals, and business owners. With nationwide service, you can easily find a location near you. Contact one of our tax professionals through our website, lbtaxservice.com. That's www.lbtaxservice.com. L&B Tax Service Incorporated. Tax professionals that you can trust.
Are you looking for a reputable company that offers human resource consulting services, workshops, and speakers for individuals and organizations? Give Miss PDW Enterprises a try. PDW topics cover building your personal brand, job seeker preparation, and business planning workshops. Visit their website at www.misspdwenterprises.com or give them a call at 678-360-4112. Miss PDW Enterprises, LLC, where engagement is key. Be sure to let them know SRN sent you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Lunch and Learn with Kristen Barrett. I am Barrett Matthews of ECE Teachers with my lovely, talented, and gifted co-host, Ms. Chris Bridges. And I hope everyone is enjoying this lovely, lovely Friday that we're having. And welcome back to the show. As you heard before the break, Chris, our guest today, Ms. Tracy Everett Duncan, and we're not going to hesitate. We're going to bring her right on. Tracy, how are you doing today? Welcome to Lunch and Learn with Kristen Barrett.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thank you for being here. We're happy. I didn't hear the applause. We didn't get the applause.
I think I heard it briefly. I know we need to do
you heard
that
it?
Again.
Okay.
A little bit. thank you for being with us. Yeah, Clark, give us some applause. Okay,
she's under the weather.
All right.
We know how to applaud ourselves. So look, give it up.
That's right.
Give it up. Tracy, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy day and being with us on the broadcast today. We do appreciate you. And as I mentioned, you know, I'm just so honored that you would take up our invitation. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, you ask them, hey, can you come on a broadcast? And they're like, oh, yeah, but it's usually for either they just want to promote something. But, you know, it's different when you really are working out here and you're serving and you're doing all the things. And then somebody recognizes it and they want to just have you on. So we're not really here to just self-promote you, even though at the end that's going to happen. It's really about just promoting what you've been doing and the commitment you've made in, you know, the things that you're doing in the organization. So I just want to thank you. I really do appreciate you being here with us.
Well, thank you for having me, and I can't wait to tell the story.
well, we're going to jump right in because Barrett and I like to kind of get things started. Usually we wind up running out of time, so we don't want to do that. But we're going to we want to know more about you, and we want to talk about whatever. So, Tracy, first, tell everybody who doesn't know you, who are you, and why are you so involved in the community?
Okay. I am Tracy Everett. Before I was ever married, Tracy Everett, and that is the business name that's in the community. And so I am a spirit-filled Christian. I love the Lord with all my heart. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't always so. You know, life is hard, and it creates struggles that brings you back to the cross so that you can appreciate what Jesus did for you. And so I'm a spirit-filled Christian, but I'm also a wife. I've been married for 9 years. This is my second time around, so there are second chances. And
absolutely.
I'm a mother and a grandmother of two beautiful babies. I'm also a business owner and an entrepreneur, and I like to think now I'm an infopreneur. I love to get information and push that information out to the community because I do believe information is power, and how you use it can affect power in the community. So I'm also a teacher, and I love to encourage people. I'm telling you what I've gone through. I can tell you there is a God and there is a second chance, and that if you just stick with the program, it will reap benefits for you. And I'm an advocate for the community. I love to advocate for the rights of women and the rights of children and even the rights of animals. Animal cruelty is horrible. God loves the animals just as much as he does the people. If he didn't, he wouldn't have created them and brought them to Adam to name, and he wouldn't have saved a few during the flood. And, yes, there was a flood. So if you get those nasty grams, just send them over to me.
Wow. Well, you know what, Tracy? I don't think I realized that you had been, you know, remarried. And when you said that, you said, thank God for second chances. I think you know Katrina Ferguson. You know Katrina, right?
I think so.
Well, Katrina did a book called Queen's Legacy, and I wrote a chapter, and it is entitled Thank God for Second Chances.
Oh, get out of here.
That is exactly what I wrote my chapter about, so you know we're going to have to chat about that. I didn't. So you just pulled that right out. Wow. Well, you know, I mean, your background and all of the things that you've done, and I love it when you said, you know, your name is Tracy Everett, even though it's Tracy, you know, Everett Duncan today, but still kind of the identity of who you are. I mean, that's just wonderful. You know, I wanted to kind of go a little bit about, because you made a comment, and I just wanted to, because a lot of times we all have a story, and I just wanted to kind of find out a little bit. You said that, you know, you love the Lord, and that's where that spirit, connected spirit, comes from. But you said you my parent. I mean, we, you know, that's it. That's what it's all about.
You're not gonna get no nasty messages, so don't worry about that. Not on this show, at least.
You know what? But one thing we didn't say. Hey, if you're listening today and you do want to come in and say hi or ask a question, especially when Tracy starts talking about, you know, the things that they're doing and the services that they're providing, you can do so. You just call in to 347-989-8385 and press 1 so that you can come in and talk with us. That would be great. We'd love to hear from you. If you just want to shout out and say hi to Barrett, you know, come on and do that as well. But,
okay.
So what I wanted to ask, Tracy, a little bit about, you know, kind of your background in that, and what was it, and without, you know, you share what you want to share on this broadcast. It's a safe zone, but it is still public. So what was it, or what was a turning point for you that you realized that, there's something different out there, there's a better life for me, and I'm going to go follow that?
Well, I would have to say it's always rooted in the family. Whoever we are today, whatever decisions we make are rooted in the family. And so I was from a family that had a mother and a father, but the mother and the father did not live in the home together. So my mother was a strong black female, career-oriented, and she taught us well, even in the absence of my dad. And when we did see my dad, there were still some values that he instilled in us as well. So we grew up, I had four siblings. I am the fourth of three older brothers and one younger sister. And so we grew up not really realizing what our financial status were. Were we middle class? Were we poor? Were we wealthy? They just made us feel that we were normal. It didn't matter at all. So my mother was a nurse, and I remember seeing her get dressed in that crisp white uniform with those white opaque pantyhose and the white cap. You know, she just looked very good going out and dutifully working hard to give us a good life. And when my dad did come around, he talked about the business adventures that he had started. He owned several businesses, and I believe that's where I get my entrepreneur and out-of-the-box thinking experiences. So I felt a balanced life. My mother was my very first mentor without even realizing it. So she taught me the good work ethics. She taught me how to be an honest individual, how to contribute to the community, and how to critically think, strategically think. Make up your mind before you actually put your hand or implement that decision so that you know every possible way that could happen, good or bad. Critically think first before you open your mouth. Mm-hmm. So I felt that I was in a very good state growing up. It was during the era where there were a lot of race riots and a lot of inequalities and injustices. And so my mother would often take my sister and her to college. I believe it was D.C. University, at the University of D.C. at the time, which is now Howard University. So we would sit in class with her when some of the civil rights leaders would come through and teach a course, or I would sit there when she would be working on a project, a thesis or something, you know. So we would hear these things, even at home, sitting up under the dining room table when they're talking about different things. So, you know, the Martin Luther King marches were an uprise at the time, and all the Christianity that focused around that. And then there was the Malcolm X era with the Quran and the Islamic beliefs. And, you know, my mother was very deep into Eastern religion, the Buddhism and the Hinduism, everything has a purpose and a place, the humanism of it all. So I grew up with all of that intertwined inside of me. So that, and hearing all that discussion, my mother taught me how to defend myself with words. How to fight with words and pen to paper, you know, not to be afraid to say anything because it was my opinion. My gift from her was giving me the ability to speak my opinion unafraid. And so I did that. And with that, I grew up believing I could do anything, be anything, have anything, accomplish anything just because I am a product of my mother and my father balanced out. So I looked around my community, now becoming a little older and conscious of what's in the community, how to play safe, whose house to go to, what neighbor, you know, to talk to, things like that. I noticed that there weren't too many kids like me that were confident, you know, overconfident some point to the point of being arrogant, you know. So I was the type of child, because I had an opinion now, child that would grab a stray dog and bring it home and argue with my mother why I can't have this pet at home. It needs to be fed. It needs to be cared for. It shouldn't be wandering around the community without a home. And so she would have me return the dog to where I found it. But still, you know, I had an opinion. I would bring the turtles home. I would bring the cats home. I'd bring any kind of animal that looked like they needed some protection or shelter. I'd bring that animal home. I'd also be that type of person that would give. I would give my coat in the dead of winter if you were cold and did not have a coat, because that was how I was raised. I'd give my last bite of a sandwich or my last nickel or dime if it meant that you could have some comfort for that period of time. I would give. And today I'm still that kind of giver. And what I realized that in this kingdom, those givers attract givers, you know. And so there's always wealth and prosperity and success within that group. That's why crowdfunding is so popular now. And that's a whole nother story I'd love to share with you. But I was that type of person that would give it her last if it meant that it would bring you some peace. But I remember I grew up during that race riot era. So there was a little of that injustice that I needed to defend and speak out about. There was still that inequality, those things that made me angry just to see the underdog mistreated or somebody bullied because of their belief. That needed to stop. And so I did not hesitate to open my mouth to stop that. And many times I became the martyr, or I became the instant one that they would blame even if I didn't do that thing because I was so outspoken about it. So my consciousness of the neighborhood helped form me and shape my thinking and how I would engage with other people. It gave me that growth that I needed to kind of mature into who I am. So when I look at my community, I don't just see the places that I shop and the places that I eat and do business, the places that I spend my money, although I do spend my money in my community. If I'm hungry and I'm in another county, I'm going to wait until I get into my county to eat, because that means that I am helping to flourish businesses and to sustain income and to grow jobs and increase employment. So I want to give my dollars in my community. And if my community doesn't have it, then I have an opportunity to help them grow that, or then I'll go and patronize another community. But in my community, I love it. And so my community isn't just where I shop and spend my dollars, but it's also the body of people that I connect with, like I've connected with you today. And so in that connection, you become my social strength. You become the body of people that I need that encourages me or that stops me from making bad decisions or taking the wrong path. So that's my neighborhood, my church, my friends, the place that I work. You know, those are my social social connections. And so it's easy for me then to go into my pocket and give to your cause. I even set aside dollars to give to your cause because I don't want to disappoint you. I want you to know that I am there and I am going to support you, whatever your effort is. And so I recognize the social area as my community, too. Now we have social media. So I have so many friends on social media in different countries and different states that I still give to. Put a donation button up there. If it's valid, I'm going to press that button and donate to your cause. But I also became a community awareer for the political and the social advocacy. And this is what really birthed this thing in me. When I came back home from moving to Texas, my mother asked me to be part of a women's legislative group. And at the time, it was Prince George's County, Montgomery County's Women Legislative Planning Briefing Committee. And I have never met so many women who held powerful positions in the Senate, in the House of Delegates, in Congress, or who were the first ladies to the men that held those positions. So I got to hobnob and rub against them and learn how they finesse and savvy their way through political issues. And at the time, we were fighting for the rights of women to stop being beaten by their husbands in their home. And so the bill that was before Congress was the Domestic Act Bill, and we got that bill passed because of that worldwide court case that was going on where O.J. Simpson was on trial for the murder of his wife, Nicole Simpson. That act was passed during that time. So this is my community. This is my awareness. This is where I put my heart. This is where I roll up my sleeve and I get sweaty, you know. This is where I really work because I want my community to thrive. And that is my community awareness, what really ticks inside of me.
Now, Tracy, I'm touched because you do a lot. You obviously do a whole lot. And one thing you pointed on was about, you know, your family and your parents. I know my parents were pivotal in my life as well. And they, as you know, they all expect us to do well. They raise us to, you know, to do as best as they want us to do. And you have definitely had that, and you seem very passionate about it. But I wanted to find out, is there something that happened in your life specifically that made you want to create such an impact?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I mentioned that my mother created a safe environment for us so that we could speak openly about anything, but we had to be respectful when we disagreed with her about anything. And so with that, I created, I had an attitude. I had a way that I walked, a way that I talked, you know, so that by the time I became a teenager, you know, with most mentors, their mentees begin to buck against them. So that rebellion set in, and I didn't want to hear anything from my mother anymore. I could do this myself. So I left home at 19 or 20 years old, and I moved to Dallas, Texas. And I stayed there for about 8 years. Now, you've got to understand, in the reports that are coming out today, the girls, young girls between the ages of 19 and 14 are entered into a critical period. That's what really forms and shapes their opinions and their thoughts. So the things that go on during that period can crush them or thrive them, so that by the time they come out and they're 15 to 18 years old, they already know who they want to be or what type of person that they are. So it's very critical for us to reach them between 9 and 14 years old. Well, coming out between 9 and 19 years old, I'm strong, I'm invincible, I'm woman, you know? I can go out and conquer the world. But I did not realize that between 19 and 26 are the critical periods for those young women, because they go out there and they experience life, and life can beat the crap out of them, if I can say that, so to the point where they will come home broken, or they'll come home with social diseases, or they'll come home with babies, or they'll come home just all messed up. And they don't know how to turn themselves around because now they are ashamed of what happened to them. Well, I left home at 19, strong. I came home about 8 years later, and yeah, life happened to me. I came home with a good job. I was debt-free. I bought my own home. I had wise spending and budgeting up under me. I could afford anything I want, but I also came home with a child. And so I felt that I could take care of him, and I did a very good job raising my son. And then when I entered in my early 30s, I said, you know, it's time for me. I need to get married. And I looked for, which is the wrong thing to do, I looked for my childhood sweetheart, and I found him, and we married in 1996, and before the summer was over, less than 4 months later, we were on our way to divorce. I was $16,000 in debt now. I was struggling to pay the mortgage on my home. I was mentally stressed, which was unhappy for me. I was 30 pounds over, reaching almost 200 pounds in weight, which was unhealthy for me. You know, none of this was good for me. I did not know. The signs were there. God does not disappoint us if we just stop and listen to him. He will tell us what's good for us and what is not good for us, that yes or that no. I did not ask him if it was okay to marry this man. I did that on my own, ignoring the signs, as if I put my fingers in my ears and we're going, blah, 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 I don't want to hear you, Lord. He was trying to tell me that you are marrying an addict. I didn't want to hear him. I didn't believe it. And so when it was revealed to me, I was destroyed. But I wanted to save my marriage, so I wanted to give him another chance. And unfortunately, the seduction of drugs is so powerful. He chose that seduction over staying with me. So there goes my romance. There goes the love of my life. And there goes the security that I thought I had. I was now all on my own, and I had to get out of this. I felt on my own. And most women who are professional in this field feel like they are now depressed, they're disgraced, they're humiliated. You know, who do I go to talk to? The folks that I did go to talk to, you know, they looked down at me and said, you know what, there's shelter for women like you. And they didn't want to give me that helping hand. You know, I'm the giver. Why? I don't understand why people don't want to give to help me. But I couldn't move back home to my family. I couldn't talk to my siblings. I mean, I was just truly miserable. Everything was in jeopardy for me. Even my life, do you hear me? Even my life was in jeopardy. And I remember asking the Lord one day, because I sent my son home to live with my mother and my sister in the house that I bought because he needed to eat. You know, it was just that bad. The husband turned the utilities off, you know. He didn't leave the money in the bank, you know. He just took everything from me. And I had to rebuild in my early 30s. That's kind of hard to do. So I asked the Lord to help me, get me out of this. And he said, the only way you're going to get out of this, Tracy, you got to give your way out. And I thought, Lord, you're not hearing me, okay? I mean, I talk to the Lord. The reason why I'm asking you to help me out is because I know you can cause a coin to come out of a fish's mouth if I just fish for it, you know? I need that kind of a miracle. And he said, no, you're going to have to give your way out of this. I'm broke. You're going to have to give your way out of this. I can't do it. You're going to have to give your way out of this. Okay, finally, how do I give my way out? You're going to have to give your time, and you're going to have to give your money. Well, all I have are two nickels that I can rub together. Then give them. I said, okay, fine. So I sat down, and I remembered my brother taught me simple budgeting tips. Every time you get some money, put a little bit of something aside and pay your debts and pay them on time. And so I started setting aside money, and the little two nickels turned into four quarters, and the four quarters turned into little paper dollars, and the dollars doubled at 10, and they doubled at 20, and they just kept doubling because I started seeing the power of God move, and I believed that I could get myself out of this debt by giving my time and giving my money. And so within a year and a half, the $16,000 debt was gone, and I was now on the path of recovery. In a year and a half, $16,000, paying bills on time and saving, that debt was gone. So my God was a miracle-working God. But he also had a program start within the community. And I'm tapped into my community. And when AARP walked into the community and said, we have a program that we want to introduce to the women, it's called Empowered Women, Take Back Your Finances, I signed up right away. And I think I was maybe the first person in the door because I did not want to get myself into this situation ever again. And from Empowered Women, Take Back Your Finances, I've learned some truths about women. So I couldn't be arrogant anymore. God made me humble. So now I could associate and I could relate to them. It wasn't just me hoarding over them this attitude of greatness and confidence. Now I've been to your level. Now let's walk up the steps together. Let's walk up this flight together. Let me show you how we're going to do it with Empowered Women, Take Back Your Finances.
Well, Tracy, I'm going to tell you, I am learning so much more about you, just the core of who you are. And I got to tell you, I wrote a book, even though it really had the title is appropriate to say, but the subject is a little different. But you know, I wrote a book, He Jacked Up My Credit.
Yes.
You know, even though that book was about co-signing, but that's appropriate for your, I mean, just, you know, that season in your life. I got married at 19 as well, so I can relate to a lot of your history. But we got to just sit down and have a cup of coffee and, like, just really talk to the girls. I could say I had a better experience than you did, but, you know, just some of those decisions and the headstrongness, I'm sitting here like, I remember that. So now we know more about who you are and your, you know, your childhood, you know, the foundation of really who makes Tracy who you are. We've seen or we heard about your story of sort of where you've come out of and how God has just refined you to make you who you are today. Now let's take that and kind of go to today. So I want to know, you know, did this experience that you just kind of shared with us cause you to focus on money management principles for women, because that's what you're doing today, and where are you headed with the Empowered Women Take Back Your Finances program?
Well, it was amazing to sit in this room with all of these women, and there were some men there too, and I do teach men as well because men are married to women or men were birthed from women, and they want to teach their women at home these principles. So I do allow the men to come in but not dominate and take over, okay? So when I was in this room with these women, I noticed the blinging jewelry, you know, and then I noticed the social inequality or the social differences, and, you know, some women spoke with an air, et cetera, but it was the stories that they told. I actually sat beside a woman who was from the Middle East, and she was wrapped in her garb, and she was saying how appreciative she was this program was being taught because she never knew anything about money. She thought her marriage was okay. She thought her husband loved her because she loved him dearly. And she told him one day, you know, I'm going to my sister's in New York for the weekend, and so here's your meal in the refrigerator. This is what you need. You know, all those things that we do when we're leaving for a trip. We leave last-minute instructions. And so she went to visit her sister, and when she returned the end of that weekend and put her key in the door and opened that door, her entire home was emptied out, all the furniture gone. She didn't know what had happened until a neighbor came to her and said, oh my gosh, I thought you moved over the weekend. She said, well, why would you think that? And the neighbor said, well, because when you left, a U-Haul backed itself up to your front door, and it was as if they tipped the house over and emptied everything out. It happened so fast, and then it was gone. This woman broke in that class. She said, I don't know where the checkbook is. I don't know how much money is in the bank. I don't know how to feed my kids. I mean, she was just broken. And a lot of the women, even the ones sitting there with the zirconians or the diamonds in their ears blinging across the room, had a story to tell. I don't know how to write a check. I don't know where he kept the money, what the bank account numbers are. And so this course taught by AARP started out with a vision and a goal for your money. If you don't have that, your money's gone already. And it just went on to talk about budgeting and spending and choosing your banking partners, whether they're credit or whether they're your banking institution, doing the three-rule comparison. Talked about investments and purchasing a home and insurance and retirement, just to help these women prepare for life challenges. And so I looked at that and I said, okay, I can do this, you know, because this is helping me. So I took that program and I modified it and I added some more courses to it, those things that I felt were also the cries of the community, like my health. I'm coming home with social diseases, a woman may say. Well, what kind of health benefits are out there for me to, and treatment without breaking my budget? You know, the career and training. I'm in a job that I hate. Well, I need to make more money. How can I move myself ahead? How can I position myself to my manager to ask for the promotion? I brought in people from the housing divisions that would talk to the folks about, you know, if you're in trouble and you're coming out of prison and you don't have a home to stay in, because most of the women, you know, did not have homes to stay in. Well, this is where we're building the new housing complex. So go on down on this day and fill out the paperwork so that you can get in and tell them that I sent you. These were the connections that I was bringing to this program, but I still needed the authorization to release it under that name. So I called AARP in Washington, D.C., and I told them what I was interested in doing, and I told them how the program benefited me and that I wanted their approval for me to introduce this program to the community. They shipped me books of the materials and said, if you need anything from us, people come out and speak, you got us. And so I walked up to the Salvation Army in Washington, D.C., off of New York Avenue, the Harbor Light Division. It was a brand new division that just opened up. And I walked in with my program, and I presented it to them, and I asked them, can I come in here and teach? And they granted me that approval. I took my partners with me, and we stayed there for 4 years teaching money management principles to the residents, and it changed lives. We didn't have an expectation. You didn't have to be a Christian, you know? You didn't have to be a do-gooder. You just needed to want to embrace money management principles, and we could help you. The power of God would take care of the rest of it. The seed of God, the word of God would take care of the rest of them. I'm not your judge. I'm just your teacher for the moment to teach you money management. So when I did that, then the stories started happening, and people started saying that I thought I lost my security clearance because I was doing drugs and I ended up here. Well, you helped me rewrite my resume. You helped me to go before my management and ask for my job back, and now my security clearance is restored and my salary is restored. It's like nothing ever happened. I said, well, that's how the kingdom works for us. Nothing really ever happened because God said he's forgiven those things, and he throws those things into the deepest part of the ocean. So why are you still worried about it? So with that, I continued to teach throughout the community the financial management piece, and it's still being taught today under Empowered Women Take Back Your Finances in faith-based organizations, and now I'm getting ready to move to the community organizations, and I've got new partners with me, and Chris is one who comes in to teach under that five tenet, the financial management piece with me. Recently, I got a tweet from the WLVS radio station. Jeremy DJ Boom Beaver gave me a little tweet out and said, you know, I'd like to bring you on and do a radio program about your five tenets of good health. And so we signed a little contract, and I gave birth to Mentor Me Memorable Moments. And again, my partners are coming with me. We're going to be on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock at listenvisionlive.com. Or you can go to www.mentorme411.com to get all the information, the bios on us, and where we're going to be, and come on out and connect with us. The struggle is real, and we're hurting even more today, but God's got a response for his girls.
That is fantastic. I do want to ask you that. I want you to have to give your info again for those people, because you went through it. I just want to make sure that they get that info again from you.
Okay. You can locate us on www.mentorme411.com. We got the 411 hookup. And people ask, well, what does Mentor Me stand for? It was a name the Lord gave me. I didn't know at the time what it stood for. And I think if he had told me at that time when I was going through that broken period, I would have said, no, not me. I would have disqualified myself. But Mentor Me came out of 1 Corinthians 11:1, where it says, follow Christ. But if you can't follow Christ, then follow me because I follow Christ. Imitate yourself after me. And so that's all I'm teaching the women. I've made some mistakes too now, but I'm getting out of it, and I know who to go to get out of it. So if you can't follow him based on your background, your religion, or your belief, then follow me because I'm following him.
All right. I like that. And that's, if you can't follow God, I don't know who you're going to follow. So.
Oh, that is the truth.
Well, Tracy, you know, I'm so excited about the show, the broadcast that you're launching on Sunday, as a matter of fact. And I think it's from 6 to 7. Is that correct?
That is correct. And, you know, it's divided up into segments. When I found out that I could bring my friends with me, I said, okay, I'm going to open the door to my friends that are very familiar and fluent in mental health. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to dissect that at every piece because mental health just isn't about being healthy and not being stressed. It's how you choose your friends, how you choose your environment. You know, who do you follow? What do you believe? That all ties in to mental health as well. And then I'm also bringing in my spiritual health, you know, and that is not that I'm not paying my tithes, I don't have any money to do this, so I must be cursed. Okay, no. Let's get rid of all that religious belief and let's break it down, because if that is true, then God would not have given me a plan to get out of debt at that time. Remember, I was broke. I didn't even have money for tithe and offering. But he taught me something during that period. So then we got financial health and physical health and social health coming out there too. We want women to grow businesses, to own businesses. So William Craig is coming in, who used to be very fluent at the Small Business Administration, doing a radio program for them on how to start and create and grow your businesses. So he's very good in that. So we're bringing a lot of different people who are going to have a certain segmented time on a certain Sunday of the month, so you'll know to always tune in to that person at that time during that period. But we're also bringing in guest speakers too, because we got a lot to talk about.
Absolutely, you got a lot to cover, but it's a lot of need out there. Now, again, where would someone get information about the broadcast? Can you give them that location of where they would be able to tune in to the broadcast?
Yes, you can go to our website, Mentor Me Memorable Moments, at www.mentorme411.com. And when you enter that location, that website, you'll find the link to listenvisionlive.com. Now, let me tell you, we're urban. We're back in urban America, which is where I want it to be. It's gritty. It's raw. I mean, there are no regulations to stop you from using profanity, so it's done. So just come on in, you know, and sit down, pull up a chair, and wait for Mentor Me Memorable Moments to come on air.
Now, Tracy, you got to clarify. Now, your broadcast is not going to be gritty and raw, but what they might see when they go out to Listen Vision Live, you know, any other time, but not on Sunday between 6 and 7, y'all. Don't worry, that's a safe spot. You can come in.
Now, it is a safe spot, but remember, I was raised to have an opinion. And so
I know.
As my experiences have shaped me how to form those opinions. So people will come on. There'll be women that will come on and tell their story, and it's gritty and it's raw and it's real. But over the course of the testimony, you'll see them evolve into what God has created them today. So Mentor Me, Memorable Moments, yes, the premise of it all is that it is a safe place. It is a faith-based Christian atmosphere. But we are not going to chase away the people who are not where we are. We're going to bring them in, embrace them, and let them tell their story so that God can restore them.
Absolutely.
Now, Tracy, I would be remiss if I didn't, one, say thank you for your service in the military.
Oh.
And also, I'd also be remiss and probably get chopped down if I didn't ask you about your partnership with my co-host here, Chris Bridges. If you want to elaborate on that a little bit.
I tell you, God is good. I was born and raised in a church in the local area, and my grandmother knew the pastor when he came up from Tennessee, and they only had a tent at the time. And so our families have always been connected. And it was a period of time, you know, coming up through the teen years, where that rebellion stage to just kind of said, this is it. I've got to get out of here. And so I left, moved to Texas, came back, and I stayed for a little bit while in that church again, but I was missing something. And so I needed to leave the church to go get what I needed to learn, which was the financial piece. And I went to Chris's church. And I fell in love with the pastors. I fell in love with the worship team. I just fell in love with the church. And I met Chris that very first year because that particular church has a business network ministry, and I joined that ministry, which she is one of the leaders in. So she and I connected there, and we've just been friends ever since. I think that was back in 2005, and we'll be friends forever. So,
it feels like you've just known each other for a while.
There have been periods of time where we have lost contact, but thank God for social media because I can always see her there and she can always see me. But when we connect, it's like there's no time or distance between us. We just pick up where we left off.
That's right. But I've learned so much more about you now. Being on this, and I thank God for that because, you know, you get perception about people. So I always knew that, and that's why I've always, anytime you've asked the enemy to come and speak, I've always said I'm always here to support and to serve you. But now I know why. You know, so it's kind of good. That's what we have to do there. We have to bring our people that we've known onto the broadcast and then let them tell their story. It's like,
well, that's what we do.
That's what we do. So we sit back, we learn, just like everybody else. But what it really does for me is it gives me the confirmation as to why our spirits were connected and why God has set that time, such a time as this.
Did we lose Chris?
I think we might have lost Chris. Yes, I think we did.
Oh, well, you never lose me. I am absolutely here. I won't say anything to who's the owner of these headsets that I want to give them back today. So I am here. But I wanted to just, as we wrap up, Tracy, on the Lunch and Learn with Chris and Barrett, I just wanted to see if you had something really quick that you...
Something that you wanted to announce, because we lost Chris again.
Okay, I am beginning the programs for Empowered Women Take Back Your Finances again in the community. So all the information will be updated on the mentorme411.com website. But I want to give the women forewarning because this isn't just your ordinary money management course. This goes into why you have made the decisions that you have made in your life. For that first class, we're talking about your goals, your vision. And I take them back to the cross, and I remind them that there was a conversation that they had with the Lord and what their destiny was. And regardless of what people called you or said to you, it does not disqualify you from your destiny. You have to reach that because there are people waiting for you to get where you're supposed to be so that they can be blessed by you. And so that first class is important, more so than any other class, because if you don't understand your calling in Christ Jesus, then all the other things will just be that basic money management course that I took again. No, this one will set the pace for the other courses to follow. Then you will understand that it's not about me. It's bigger than me, and I better get on board.
Woo!
That's it. Well, Tracy, thank you so much again. You can hang around. We just have some housekeeping things we got to take care of, but I'm telling you, it's just so good to hear from you today. And everybody, tune in. Tune in on Sunday, this Sunday, at her broadcast, and it's from 6 to 7 Eastern time. And make sure that you connect with her on www.mentorme411.com and just hear more about what she's doing. Again, listen and watch the broadcast, and it's get introduced her co-host. So, Tracy, again, thank you so much for being with us, and we so much appreciate you. And, again, you can hang on and listen on, but we just wanted to thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you. I love you both. I think you're doing a great job, and many blessings and prosperity to you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. All right, guys. So let's do the SRN Business of the Week, and that stands for Survival Radio Network. So if you're looking for a healthy smile, visit Fremont Dental and Orthopedic Care. Dr. Joy Fremont has been creating Georgia Smiles since 1997, providing orthodontic and cosmetic dental care for adults and children. Give her a call at 404-761-1659 to schedule an appointment. Fremont Dental provide high-quality dental care to our patients in Atlanta and the surrounding areas. So call again on 404-761-1659 today and let them know that Survival Radio Network sent you. Cool, Barrett. That was a good broadcast today, wasn't
it? And let me add, for those of you who heard the Business of the Week and you're wondering, well, hey, I don't live in Atlanta. Well, you can advertise on Survival Radio Network, too. So if you want to get your message sent out, please contact us. Go to our website at chrisandbarrett.com, and we can show you how to do that at a very, very, very low rate.
You know, I mean, super low. And how many people did we say, Barrett? 700,000 plus people.
Plus.
So, I mean, you're kidding me. They need to think about their prices. But I think you can promote, you know, your book for as little as dollars.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear that? To 700,000 people. So you need to connect with us so that we can get you more information and get your book promoted in your business today. So make sure that you connect with us. You can either reach out to us on Facebook, Lunch and Learn with Chris and Barrett, or go to our website, chrisandbarrett.com. Barrett, I just love that Tracy. I can't wait to talk to her later. You know I'm going to call her and find out more about what she's, you know, our past. But Barrett, I wanted to take an opportunity to kind of talk, allow you to share some things. A lot of times, you know, as co-hosts for this broadcast, we always spotlight and, you know, talk to our guests about the great things they're doing in the community. But we want to take a moment, you know, and make sure that folks know that you have, especially what I want to talk about today, you've got good things to share with them as well. So what do you want to share today?
Well, I mean, one of the things that Tracy talked about is that her parents instilled in her that she can do anything, that her thought process is that she can do anything. Well, the mind is powerful. It can actually tell you those things and make those things happen. But the mind is also powerful in a lot of people in a negative way, to where they talk themselves out of reaching their passion, out of reaching their potential, out of just reaching pleasure. So what you need to do is make sure you're doing the things to shape and control your mind, because those are the things that are going to make you or break you. So you have to do that. Also, I want to make sure that I emphasize that the book, Congratulations, You Just Lost Your Job, you can go out and get that book. We talked about that on our show before. Also, Why Didn't You Get It Done, which is my book as well. You want to make sure you can go out and get those. You can reach me on my website at www.e2esystems.com. That's the letter E, the number 2, the letter E, systems.com. Or you can go reach me at barrettmatthews.com as well for speaking engagement. And I want to emphasize that you need to mark on your calendar November 8th, because we, Chris and I, are doing it again. We are doing 50 Shades of Wealth. Chapter 2, The Business Model. So we're going to go over that. We're going over Chapter 2 of 50 Shades of Wealth. We're going to have some great people come in and talk to you about how you can develop your business. So we're excited about that. Now, Chris, you are a great credit coach, and you have some great information for people on their FICO score, don't you?
Yeah, thank you so much, Barrett. I did about 50 Shades. We did it before in 2013, and people have asked that, you know, we do that again. And this time, like you said, we're going to focus on our businesses. As we know, all of us should be entrepreneurs in some capacity or another. That's what's going to make true wealth, is being in business for yourself and not in bondage by somebody else. So I'm excited about November the 8th. As well. So, and then you guys know what, connect with Barrett. You need to get his book, Why Didn't You Get It Done? You need to get that book. Barrett, I was thinking about you this week because I had some things that I was procrastinating on, and I was like, let me pull it down off the shelf. Let me pull down and read some of those chapters, because I needed to get myself on track as well. Well, as we come to the hour, I just want to remind you guys, I am Chris Bridges again, if you want to connect with me. And connect with me and talk with me for free. We have free assessments available to talk about your credit worthiness, whether it's as an individual, your personal, or for your business. Just go out to creditwithchris.com. www.livingontop.com. Also, remember that we're doing an internet TV show called Living on Top, and you can go to livingontop.info, get some information about that as well. And that's just an opportunity where we're coming together and really, even as a launch from this broadcast, continuing to work with you and encourage you to live on top in every area of your finances. So it's been another wonderful broadcast. Connect with us on Facebook. Remember, Lunch and Learn with Chris and Barrett. And until next Friday, we'll see you guys again soon. Now stay blessed.
Take action.